playing a game of 3D chess. Leonard goes to move a piece, then changes his mind, wagging his finger knowingly at Sheldon. Leonard stands up to examine the board from another angle, then sits down again and cautiously moves a piece from a lower to a higher level. Sheldon takes his turn.
Checkmate.
Oh! Again?
Obviously, you're not well suited for three-dimensional chess. Perhaps three-dimensional Candyland would be more your speed.
Just reset the board.
It must be humbling to suck on so many different levels.
He gestures to the three levels of the chessboard. Penny's at the door.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Did you get my mail?
Yeah, right here. How was Nebraska?
Oh, better than North Dakota.
Leonard and Sheldon look at her blankly.
That joke's only funny in Nebraska.
From the data at hand, you really can't draw that conclusion. All you can say with absolute certainty is that that joke is not funny here.
Penny stares at Sheldon deflatedly.
Boy, it's good to be back.
How's your family?
Oh, it was the worst trip. Everyone got sick over the weekend.
Sick?
Here we go.
Sheldon leaps off the sofa.
What kind of sick?
The flu, I guess.
But I don't need you to guess. I need you to know. Now, when did the symptoms first appear?
Maybe Friday?
Friday. Was that morning or afternoon?
I don't...
Think, woman who blew their nose, and when?
Sheldon, relax. She doesn't have any symptoms. I'm sure she's not contagious.
Oh, please. If influenza was only contagious after symptoms appear, it would have died out thousands of years ago. Somewhere between tool using and cave painting, Homo habilis would have figured out to kill the guy with the runny nose.
Penny, you'll have to excuse Sheldon. He's a bit of a germaphobe.
Oh, it's okay. I understand.
Thanks for your consideration. Now, please leave.
You'd better go before he starts spraying you with Lysol.
Okay. Well, thank you for getting my mail.
No problem. Welcome home.
Penny heads out. And Leonard shuts the door behind her, Sheldon spraying the room with an aerosol.
What?
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
The Big Bang Theory. Sheldon's filling lab dishes with a green liquid from a pipette.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm making petri dishes to grow throat cultures.
With lime jello?
I need a growth medium, and someone polished off the apricot yogurt. Here, swab my throat.
I don't think so.
Leonard, if I'm going to get ahead of this thing, I need to find out what's growing in my throat.
Sheldon, you are not sick. This is, but you are not.
We have no idea what pathogen Typhoid Penny has introduced into our environment. And having never been to Nebraska, I'm fairly certain that I have no corn husking antibodies.
So don't you think you're overreacting?
When I'm lying comatose in a hospital relying on inferior minds to cure me, these jello cultures and my accompanying notes will give them a fighting chance.
He holds a swab in front of his open mouth.
I'm going back to bed.
Wait, put this in the bathroom.
What for?
I need to measure my fluid intake and output to make sure my kidneys aren't shutting down.
I mix pancake batter in this.
No, that measuring cup has always been for urine.
You had time to make a label for everything in this apartment, including the label maker, but you didn't have 10 seconds to make one that said urine cup?
Right here on the bottom.
Huh. I guess I owe the Betty Crocker Company a letter of apology.
Sheldon's lying in bed. He sits up, coughing. He reaches for an electronic thermometer on a bedside table and places the probe in his ear.
Oh, dear God. Leonard! Leonard, I'm sick!
Leonard struggles to put his other leg in a pair of trousers as he hops frantically towards the apartment door.
Leonard, I'm sick!
He He grabs his jacket and dashes out.
Leonard? Leonard? Leonard, my comforter fell down and my sinuses hurt when I bend over. Leonard?
Wearing a dressing gown and a scarf wrapped around his neck, Sheldon bends down to pick up the phone, then touches his forehead.
Ow.
He dials a number.
Hey, Leonard, where are you?
I'm at work.
At 6:30 in the morning?
Yes.
On Sunday?
Yes.
Why?
They asked me to come in.
Well, I didn't hear the phone ring.
They texted me.
Well, as I predicted, I am sick. My fever has been tracking up exponentially since 2 a.m., and I am producing sputum at an alarming rate.
No kidding.
Nope. Not only that, it has shifted from clear to milky green.
All right, well, get some rest and drink plenty of fluids.
What else would I drink? Gases? Solids? Ionized plasma?
Drink whatever you want.
I want soup.
Then make soup.
We don't have soup.
I'm at work, Sheldon.
Is that a dog?
Yes.
In the lab?
Yes. They're training dogs to operate the centrifuge for when they need dogs to operate the centrifuge for blind scientists. I have to go.
It's the phone, Ma. I hear the phone.
Well, who's calling at this ungodly hour?
I don't know.
Well, ask them why they're calling at this ungodly hour.
How can I ask them when I'm talking to you?
Hello?
Howard, it's Leonard, code Milky Green.
Dear Lord, not Milky Green.
Affirmative, with fever.
It's Leonard!
Why is he calling?
Sheldon's sick!
Were you playing with him?
For God's sake, Ma, I'm 26 years old!
Excuse me, Mr. Grown-Up! What do you want for breakfast?
Chocolate milk and Eggos, please!
Howard, listen to me.
Wait, hang on, call waiting.
But no, don't...
Hello?
Howard, I'm sick.
Howard leaps from his bed, looking anxious.
Howard's sleeping. This is his mother. Why are you calling at this ungodly hour?
I need soup.
Then call your own mother.
It was Sheldon.
I tried to stop you.
It's my own fault. I forgot the protocol we put in place after the great ear infection of 06.
Kuthrapali, we need to find a place to lay low for the next 18 to 24 hours.
Stand by.
Ma, can my friends come over?
I just had the carpet steamed!
That's a negatory. But there's a Planet of the Apes marathon at the New Art today.
5 movies, 2 hours apiece. It's a start.
Homeless crazy guy at table 18.
Sheldon's wearing a red knitted trapper hat. He blows his nose.
No, just crazy. Sheldon, what are you doing here?
I'm sick. Thank you very much.
How could you have gotten it from me? I'm not sick.
You're a carrier. All these people here are doomed. You're doomed!
Sheldon, what do you want?
I want soup.
He clears his throat theatrically.
Why didn't you just... Why didn't you just have soup at home?
Betty, I have an IQ of 187. Don't you imagine that if there were a way for me to have had soup at home, I would have thought of it?
You can have soup delivered.
Sheldon stares at her.
I did not think of that. Clearly,
Finally, febrile delirium is setting in. Please bring me some soup while I still understand what a spoon is for.
Okay, what kind of soup do you want?
Well, my mother used to make me this split pea with little Frankfurter slices and these homemade croutons.
We have chicken tortilla and potato leek.
Could I get any of those with little Frankfurter slices and homemade croutons?
No.
Then surprise me.
A family at a nearby table turn to look at Sheldon as he blows his nose into a hanky, then examines the contents.
Would you call that moss green or forest green?
In a cinema, everyone's wearing a chimp mask. Three apes walk in carrying popcorn and soft drinks.
Look at this. Everyone went chimp.
Well, I'd like to point out I voted for orangutan, but you shouted me down.
Leonard answers his mobile.
Hi, Penny.
Hey, where are you?
I'm at work.
You sound funny.
I'm in a radiation suit. What's up?
Yo, I'm at work too, and you'll never guess who's here infecting my entire station.
Sheldon's at the Cheesecake Factory. Just tell him to go home.
He won't leave. He says he's afraid he'll pass out on the bus and someone will harvest his organs.
He's paranoid and he's established a nest.
Can you please come get him?
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Penny. Oh my God, there's a breach in the radiation unit. The whole city is in jeopardy.
Oh my God, Professor Coogan
Bell is melting. Gotta go by.
He hangs up, then rubs the top of his mask.
I feel really guilty. You did what you had to do.
Take your stinking paws off my popcorn, you damn dirty ape.
Thanks for bringing me home.
Oh, it's okay. Didn't really need to work today. It's not like I have rent or car payments or anything.
Good, good.
Okay, well, you feel better.
Wait, where are you going?
Home to write some bad checks.
You're going to leave me?
Hey, Sheldon, you are a grown man. Haven't you ever been sick before?
Well, of course, but not by myself.
Really? Never?
Well, once, when I was 15 and spending the summer at the Heidelberg Institute in Germany.
Studying abroad?
No, visiting professor. Anyway, the local cuisine was a little more sausage-based than I'm used to. And the result was an internal blitzkrieg with my lower intestine playing the part of Czechoslovakia.
And there was no one there to take care of you?
No, my mom had to fly back to Texas to help my dad because the house had slipped off the cinder blocks again.
Again?
It was tornado season. And it was an aluminum house. Anyway, the housekeeper in the faculty residence didn't speak any English. When I finally managed to convince her I was sick, she said, "Macht es du ein Darmspülung?"
What does that mean?
Based on what happened next, I assume it means, "Would you like an enema?"
Okay, sweetie, I'll take care of you. What do you need?
Well, my mom used to give me sponge baths.
Penny turns and fixes him with a stern look as they step into the apartment.
Okay, ground rules. No sponge baths and definitely no enemas.
Agreed.
Here we go.
10.5 hours of AP goodness.
Oh, damn it, my glasses. Okay, I'm blind here, guys. Can you help me find them?
Sorry.
Okay.
Found them?
Oh, great.
Sorry, don't you have a spare?
Yeah, at home.
But if you leave now, you can be back before the gorillas rip the crap out of Charlton Heston.
Unless Sheldon's there, in which case he'll be trapped forever in his whiny, hyper-neurotic snot web.
Leonard peers myopically at his mobile as he dials a number.
Penny? I was just wondering, is Sheldon still at the restaurant? Okay, that was very nice of you. Okay, I gotta go. Got kind of a full-blown Chernobyl thing here. Gotta go back. He's home. I'm screwed. 10.5 hours of AP blurriness.
How about LASIK?
You want me to get eye surgery?
Would you rather go back to the apartment and deal with Sheldon or have a stranger carve out your corneas with a laser beam?
Well, I'm thinking.
Okay, nice and cozy. Okay, I'll see you later.
Wait. Will you please rub this on my chest?
Oh, Sheldon, can't you do that yourself?
VapoRub makes my hands smell funny.
But Sheldon...
Please.
She takes the jar from him reluctantly.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
He lifts up his T-shirt to expose his chest.
No, counterclockwise are my chest hair mats.
Penny puffs out her cheeks.
Sorry.
Then starts to apply the ointment to Sheldon's chest.
Can you sing Soft Kitty?
What?
My mom used to sing it to me when I was sick.
Sorry, honey, I don't know it.
I'll teach you. Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur. Happy kitty, sleepy kitty, purr, purr, purr. Now you.
Soft kitty, warm kitty.
Little ball of fur. Keep rubbing.
Little ball of fur.
A miniature camera with a light on a flexible tube is poked under the apartment door, feeding back black and white images of the room to Raj's laptop.
What do you see? I can't.
The living room appears to be empty.
Okay, he must be in his bedroom. My spare glasses are in my bedroom, on my dresser, next to my bat signal.
I'm not going in there.
Raj?
No way, Jose.
Well, I can't do it. I can't see anything.
It's all right. Wireless minicam and Bluetooth headset will be your eyes.
Fine.
One more thing. This is a subsonic impact sensor. If Sheldon gets out of bed and starts to walk, this device will register it and send a signal to the laptop. At that point, based on the geography of the apartment and the ambulatory speed of a sick Sheldon, you'll have 7 seconds to get out, glasses or no glasses.
Won't my footsteps set it off?
No, you'll be on your hands and knees. Now, you'll need to get the sensor as close as you can to Sheldon's room.
But how do I carry it if I'm on my hands and knees?
Leonard's clutching a small silver gift bag between his teeth.
Stay low. Bear left. Now keep true.
What?
It means go straight.
Then just say go straight.
You don't say go straight when you're giving bearings. You say keep true.
All right.
He bangs into something.
I just hit my head.
Because he didn't keep true.
The picture's breaking up.
Angle your head to the right. Now, a little more. A little more. That's it. Now, just keep true. All right, you're close enough to Sheldon's room. Deploy the sensor. Now, turn it on.
It wasn't on?
No.
Then why did I have to crawl?
Oh, I guess you didn't. From this point forward, you will have to crawl.
I know.
Hang on. The sensor's picking up something. Turn your head back.
The minicam feeds back an image of a pair of legs, then pans up to Penny.
You rat.
Told you the sensor would work.
Why?
You deliberately stuck me with Sheldon.
Come on, I had to. You see what he's like?
Betty, I'm hungry.
It's okay, sweetie. Good news. Leonard's home.
No.
Here you go. Good luck. Bye.
Oh, wait.
Leonard, I'm hungry.
Wait, Penny, take me with you.
He walks into a pillar and drops to the floor. Sheldon appears wrapped head to toe in a duvet.
I want grilled cheese.
Yeah. Leonard and Sheldon are sitting on the sofa. Sheldon's still wrapped in the duvet, and Leonard's holding a poultice to his forehead. Sheldon nibbles on a toasted sandwich.
Do you think Penny will come here and take care of us?
I don't think Penny's ever coming here again.
I'm very congested.
Yeah, so?
Could you go to the kitchen and get me the turkey baster labeled mucus?
If I stand, I'll vomit.
Under the sink, yellow Tupperware bowl.